News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, it's 4:36 p.m. A lot of you guys are getting ready to go home. And listen, I got to tell you, we have some great team members here, and you got to know who they are. A couple of them I'm still going to tell you about before the show is over. I'll tell you one of them right now. I'm really excited to have on board Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning serves Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. They are your one-stop shop for all your HVAC repairs, installations, whatever, whether gas or electric. And they're open 6 days a week, which is one of the cool things. 6 days a week, so if your air goes out on a Friday night, you can call somebody on a Saturday, and you can't do that with most businesses. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, those guys, by the way, they're not going to upsell you on things you don't need. In fact, they'll come out and give you a free estimate. And Vandy's, by the way, is an owner-operated, veteran-owned business. James Vandergrift, he's a veteran of Afghanistan himself, which I certainly appreciate. And after serving his country overseas in the military as a uniformed service member, he is now intent on serving his community again with quality care and service for all of your HVAC needs. So check them out. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Hey, by the way, I will say this too. As I get into the final motion or moments of the show here, just know this. Our website, rightsideradio.org, people go there all the time for like our podcasts. They go there to check out, you know, like the recommended reading list we've got on there. They check out the photo gallery. Copper and I have our bios on there. All I'm saying here, though, is one of the things that we've done on that website here most recently, Birdman has been doing some updates to that website, and we made a special point to make sure that we had all of our sponsors on that website. So if you hear me, like, for instance, talking about Vandy's, you're like, what was that phone number? He spoke too fast. Well, you can probably remember to go to rightsideradio.org pretty easily, and all you got to do is, when you see there on the main page, you'll see all of our sponsors, in this case, Vandy's. And you can just click on their logo. It takes you straight to their website, and you'll find all their contact info. So anyway, we did that most recently. Copper works all the details in-house, and Birdman works in the outhouse, I'd like to say. So we're glad that's updated. Check it out, rightsideradio.org. So I am Copper. Grab the microphone.
Yeah.
Are you aware that today I had a triple dipper, of which I did one? That's all I've done is one on the triple dipper today. I'm going to touch base on some stuff, but how did that even happen?
Juicy content fills time.
It does. Of course, we also had, you know, my two favorite segments, yours, Copper's Corner, and the Grand Council. But yeah, that breaking news kind of jumped in and took over the show there for a little bit. But rightfully so, I would say, because this is a news talk show, conservative, grounded news talk show. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to touch on a couple things that I would have covered, and I may wind up covering them in more detail tomorrow, because the next thing I was going to talk about in the Triple Dipper is literally what happens when the government picks winners and losers. Now, by the way, steal that phrase, use it. I didn't make it up myself. I picked it up from another friend. But that's something that needs to be a part of our lexicon. Like when you're talking to somebody and they say, oh, I mean, why do you care if they shut down businesses during the pandemic? You can just tell them. And it says a lot when you say it. Just tell them. Because it's the government picking winners and losers. That's why. What do you mean by that? Well, what I mean is, the small brick-and-mortar mom-and-pop store was shut down while Walmart was down the road open. Why is that all right? It was the government picking winners and losers. So let me just say that that's one of those phrases that I think needs to stick in people's heads during this election cycle. If you're looking at an election for mayor for, you know, your state legislature, if you think they were involved or not involved, for your city council, for your school board, and truthfully for your governor, then you need to stop and think about certain things, one of which I hope you have a long enough memory to not let it get away from us, that what happened in 2020 was the government picking winners and losers. And I got an article right here I pulled off the Federalist. This was dated just 2 days ago. The Federalist, and it's titled, No, those who push lockdowns can't hide from the consequences now. I agree with that. They shouldn't. And they're desperately hoping you'll forget. Governor Ivey's State of the State speech the other day did not say a thing about the fact that she had, at some point in the last 2-3 years, shut down businesses by selectively choosing who was going to be shut down. I mean, remember it. Don't let it be forgotten. And some of y'all, it impacted you personally. You want to call in? I got a few minutes, by the way. 866-494-9866. You're welcome to call in. I'd love to hear about that. 866-494-9866. Because we have good, solid businesses that people had invested their lives in that found themselves disallowed from participating in that which they had given themselves to. They have invested their time, their resources, their good name, for that matter, and suddenly they weren't even allowed to open the doors. I'll never forget, I've said it on the show several times, I had a friend of mine call. He has several small jewelry stores in North Alabama. And he called me and he says, Phil, I want to know what your thoughts are on this. Why is it okay that me as a small business owner, he said, I know how to clean my counters. I know how to take care of my people. We never have huge crowds in at one time, but why can I not open my doors? But Walmart's down the road and they've got a jewelry counter and it's open. Why is that okay? And I said, you know what? It's not okay. You're right. It's not okay. Well, this article from the Federalist pointed out, and I'm just saying it to you because we're in an election season right now, and this cannot be forgotten. This has to be a part of what we consider when we pick the next round of leadership. And this article points out that Americans are just now starting to feel what it says is the increasing collateral damage from the unprecedented, ineffective, and ill-advised COVID lockdowns. Says it was known before March of 2020 that lockdowns could cause lifelong and unavoidable damage to billions. Yet the world's ruling classes who claim to have earned their place atop the meritocracy strenuously demanded such damage be inflicted. And they did. What we're starting to see, too, is suddenly the press has begun to wake up. This article points out just the deep irony of the fact that the New York Times and the Atlantic, both of which were just screaming to shut things down, and in fact, it calls them, in the article here I'm reading from the Federalist, it calls the New York Times and the Atlantic, they were government butt coverers for the last 2 years. Yes, they were, still are. Now publishing articles, it says, admitting that lockdowns and continued rolling blackouts of school instruction and others were actually very harmful. You think? I am just suggesting that we, as a voting population, cannot forget these things, all right? Now, if there's a good thing that you liked, great. If you liked shutdowns, okay. But if the shutdowns hurt you, don't forget them when the same people who shut you down are asking for your vote the next time around. It says here in this second page of this article from the Federalist, quote, because it was politically expedient to sacrifice science, American civil rights, human lives, and the world's future, it's not politically expedient now to face the consequences for that choice. And they think nobody can or will hold them accountable for their deadly and despicable lies. I agree with that. And, you know, I'm remembering, too, by the way, that we were not alone. I won't try and say that Alabama was out there doing, they were the only ones shutting stuff down. No, I've got another article here from ABC News. It's data all the way back in that time frame, April of 2020. April of 2020. At least 46 states and Washington, D.C. enacted policies to close what they called non-essential businesses. But here's the thing, y'all. Here's the thing. Who decided that was the right terminology? Who was sitting around going, what do you want to call them? I don't know. Let's call them non-essential. Okay. Well, if it paid your bills, it wasn't non-essential. If it's where you, took your hard-earned dollars to buy their services, it wasn't non-essential to you. If it's what paid the employees who worked there, it wasn't non-essential. But shuttering non-essential businesses, it said in this article from ABC News, resulted in tens of thousands of American workers losing their jobs in recent weeks. You think? What did that do, too? That also raided the Unemployment Compensation Fund and made a very difficult situation that we are still to this day, today, they're talking about it in Montgomery, whether we should use some of the billions of dollars that came from the federal government to pay back the unemployment compensation fund that was jacked up through the roof because our state government chose to shut down businesses. Isn't that interesting? Now, it's one thing if a business says, fellas, we're shutting it down for a while. It's also another thing if the government says, hey, everybody, go to the house for 2 weeks. 14 days to flatten the curve. 14 days to flatten the curve. But if you have a policy, it has to be equitable. What we do not want to see is the government picking the winners and the losers. Well, interesting thing is, Governor Ivey, who's asking you for her vote, and by the way, I feel like I'm just beating up on Governor Ivey lately. I'm really not, but I have to point out what's real. Governor Ivey herself came back. Oh, where's that? I get here. It is. Yeah, she did an interview with WTVY down in Dothan, Alabama, on December 16th of 2020, and her press corps was probably like, "Oh crap, I can't believe she said that." But the governor herself said in her interview, and I'm looking at the article right now. I pulled it, highlighted it, as always. WTVY.com, Dothan, Alabama. Ivy states it was a mistake to close businesses in the spring. She says, naming some businesses essential and non-essential was a misnomer that should not have happened. And she says, quote, I won't do it again. She said that was a mistake because all businesses are essential. So what happened was she had buyer's remorse. In other words, she made a decision that had impact on thousands, tens of thousands, perhaps millions, because we are a population of over 5 million people here in Alabama alone. And it took 7 months before she admitted that she wished she hadn't done that. And now she wants your vote. Copper, take us to a break. We'll come back and kind of wrap that section up. But folks, I'm just telling you, if you are thinking through the election processes of this coming season, I encourage you. One of the phrases would be, be careful of those who believe that government should pick the winners and the losers. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back to wrap her up. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Time now, 4:55 PM. Hey, listen, I've got to just tell you, I was just surfing through the Just Love Coffee Cafe website, and I was going to read you part of the menu, and then I realized there's things on here I didn't know were there. And I've been to both locations. So Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Yes, they have a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu, which is like bar none. It's just great, sit down, Wi-Fi, visit with your friends, or grab it to go. You can go online, order, and pick it up and take it home with you, or take it to the office with you on the way in tomorrow morning. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But, of course, it's called Just Love Coffee Cafe. So you would think, yeah, they got to have great coffees, which they do. They've got all of the great dry roasts. You know, you can have them grind the beans, make you a fresh cup of hot black coffee, or, you know, the lattes, the cappuccinos, the mochas. But what I just saw kind of surprised me. Two things. One, I didn't realize they had what they call a barista box. Think about this. Maybe tomorrow morning you decide to surprise the office. You stop in to Just Love Coffee on your way to work and get a barista box of hot, fresh coffee that serves 10 to 12 people. Take it with you to work and surprise everybody. It's better than the Keurig down the hall in the break room, right? But then they also have these things called signature lattes. How did I miss this? So signature lattes. Like, here's one they have called the the Coco Loco. It says, make your taste buds go loco with this mix of dark chocolate, coconut, and almond. They got another one called the Cha-Cha, a smooth dark chocolate touch with just enough hazelnut and amaretto to get your cha-cha on. And then this one is called the White Chocolate Tiramisu Hot Coffee. It's savor the rich flavor combination of white chocolate, cinnamon, toffee nut, and Irish cream. Yeah, you deserve it, is what it says on the menu. That's awesome. All right, hey, listen, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, and then the other one is on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. I've been to both. You got to check them out. All right, hey, listen, coming down to the end of this show today, it's been full. I was covering in that last section there what I called a don't forget about it kind of section. It was the whole section there was on when the government picks winners and losers. All right. So as I'm saying that, I'm saying it in a phrase that I hope will stick in your mind. So when you're looking at the folks that are campaigning, Did they ever stop for a minute and think about what it would mean to shut down your business? Maybe they did, and they did it anyway. Why is it some states didn't shut down at all? How about that? I think it was Nebraska and definitely South Dakota. And I got to go back and question as to whether Florida did or not. But what I'm saying is some states didn't shut down at all. And look what happened. They're still here. And their unemployment rates are as good or better than ours. And they didn't have near as much recovery to have to go through. Were they impacted? Certainly. But you did not see the death and destruction. And so, you know, we're not talking about the bubonic plague. Obviously, we've come to a place where we're living with this. It's not pandemic. I would suggest, not being a doctor, I'm not a doctor, I don't profess to be, that it's endemic. But somewhere in the mix of this, the government got excited. And in many places, sometimes at the municipal level, certainly at the state level, they did what I call government picking winners and losers. They decided who was considered essential and who was not. And those of you that got shut down, you knew what it felt like. Everything you had was in that business. And I hope you've recovered. I hope you have. But some of you had to go through a lot more than you should have to weather those storms. Government should not pick winners and losers, my friends. All right, folks, that's it for the day. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. He'll be with you next. Copper and I back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.